We got Chris on the line here with us now from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. How goes it today, Chris?
A little quiet, but we're hanging in there.
Got some good reports from this past weekend from walleye guys. Didn't hear anything significant from perch fishermen, and then it just died off. So I haven't heard anything in a couple days. Thought I'd give you a call. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been pretty windy. It's keeping a lot of people off the bay here. And we're into our normal slow time of the fall anyway, but the weather was definitely the biggest factor here this last week or so.
Well, before we get into what you're hearing and what's working, typically this is when the cool down happens in the water temps and the bigger walleye move back into the bay. Is that correct?
It might still be a little bit early yet for any numbers of the fish that are living out in the middle of northern Green Bay to start moving their way into the bay here. Typically, it's more once the water gets into the 40s and 50s, more in October. But just outside of the bay, they're still getting fish quite well out around Bark River and Minneapolis Shoals areas.
And how deep of water are we talking?
It kind of varies. Daytime, it's generally a little bit deeper water. I would say on average 20 to 30 feet. At night, though, it's usually more in the 10 to 20-foot range.
All right. And what's been working that you're hearing? Because we're still hearing mostly people doing the controlled trolling method with beads and blades, you know, with crawler harnesses.
Daytime, you can go either with harnesses or with crankbaits. After dark, it's all crankbaits. Anything that's a kind of a deep-diving minnow-style bait, so like your reef runners and deep-diving husky jerks are definitely the most popular baits.
Any colors that are working better than another?
Kind of sound like a broken record, but purple's always a good one, and silver and blue, gold and black, nothing real standout, but those are always good choices to start with anyway.
All right, well, let's switch over, if you don't mind. Let's talk a little bit about the perch fishing. I didn't get a whole lot of reports, but it was going pretty consistent there for a few weeks.
Yeah, I really haven't heard much here in the last week, again, with all the strong winds we're having. You know, normally guys will be fishing in kind of more open water areas and be a little bit more exposed. So with all the wind we're having, it's just been too rough for those guys to get out.
Well, if you hang around, we got some more unusual fishing activity happening in Little Bay to Knock. Plus, we're going to talk about something that's changed with the DNR license system that you can now take care of for hunting at Bayview Bait and Tackle. So stay tuned for that coming up in our second outdoor report later this hour as we continue with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Stick around for part two right here on The Outdoor Show.